How would you feel about a robot caring for your loved one in a nursing home? One New South Wales aged care centre is heading in that direction in what's thought to be a first for aged care in that state. And while it might seem odd to have machines caring for our nearest and dearest, the Nurses Union is backing the move. Emily Lawrence reports.
Attention, Wendy approaching.
This is Wendy. She mightn't mean much to you now, but as you get older, your care in a nursing home could depend on her. The robot's being trialled at an aged care centre near Wollongong for transporting meals, linen, waste and pharmaceutical goods. Home operator Warrigal is wanting to relieve staff from repetitive tasks like pushing heavy trolleys, in turn giving them more time with residents. Leanne Taylor is the head of strategic innovation and development.
We've got the robot programmed so that it knows its way from the kitchen to the various dining room areas. Staff are able to then, using an iPad, be able to dictate where the loads are to be taken to. The robot is able to transport anything that's bulky and heavy, things like incontinence pads that often staff need to be able to move from the warehouse on site to the recipients of the product.
Manufactured by Lamson, the robots are being used in health and aged care in other states and for moving books in Canberra's National Library. Ms Taylor insists robots would not see reduction in nursing home staff.
I know a number of people have thought, is this going to replace staff or is this a dangerous thing? What if it's charging down corridors and bumping into people or walls? It has kind of like electronic whiskers that come out from the machine, so they're able to sense where there are objects and people moving around.
The New South Wales Nurses and Midwives Association is embracing the use of robots in aged care. Assistant General Secretary Judith Cader says anything that alleviates heavy lifting is a positive.
Nursing attracts more back injuries than any other industry. I have a bad back courtesy of my career, and that would be the case for most nurses. So anything that's going to alleviate that, I think we have to look at positively.
But she says it would be a bridge too far to consider using robots for delivering actual care.
I just don't think that would be in the interest of delivering optimal care. I think this country doesn't look after our seniors well, and I just think we have to pay way more attention to how we look after them in residential aged care. And
you think robots will help with that?
No, I don't. I think that this particular project might.
Warrigal will analyse the findings of the trial and decide whether to integrate the technology into its new nursing homes.
Freeing staff up will enable the staff to actually have more interaction where it counts, which is enabling our customers to have the best lives possible.
I am Whitney Robot. I help staff. Have a nice day.
She's very polite anyway. Emily Lawrence with that report from Wollongong.